Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Friday morning, off and rolling, following up on a Phil's victory last night. They got one. They needed it. They get it. And they salvage a split with the Yankees. And, of course, having won two of the last three. Flyers also win and look great in the process. Really looking great. They've got a shot now, legit shot, for the number one seed in the East. Not that there is a fan implication, but obviously there's play a lesser team implication, which is cool. Eagles with training
camp. Also, you get to control the line changes, too.
You do.
Which matters.
You're right. Well, you probably don't get it the whole series, just probably 4 out of 7 games.
It's a good point. I didn't think about that, actually. Yeah, but still.
But, hey, you get that for 4 out of 7 games. Eagles in camp, and, of course, Ben Simmons' injury. We still don't have a definitive timetable laid out, but what we do know is it doesn't sound good. And they're going to be without him for, you know, probably a period of time that could be the entire rest of this season. We got a lot to talk about, and we'll do so with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Hop aboard those phone lines. If you saw the Phillies yesterday, if you saw the Flyers, and again, to react on Ben Simmons, 215-592-9494. Rich. Hey, pal. Yeah, microphone's not working. Something not working.
You need to put that pot up. We've talked about this.
There you go. There it is.
The pot.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, buddy.
That pot thing shouldn't be down.
Well,
let's just say it like it is. My bad.
Externalizing the locust of blame.
Yeah, some would say that the pilot.
I just said my bad, didn't I? Doesn't that count for
something? Well, it sounded like you were initially blaming another, but that's okay. Go ahead, John.
It seemed weird that would be down. Anyway, it hasn't been down lately. I'll have to check the pot.
Okay.
How about this? Back in the 1800s in Egypt, mummies were so plentiful at that point in time. Now, these are mummies of all sorts of things, like cats, not just people mummies.
Okay.
They were so plentiful that Egypt used them as fuel for railroads. Like, they just were burning.
Bizarre.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say to that.
It sounds impossible. Late 19th century, millions of mummies used as fuel for locomotives in Egypt.
Well, there it is. That's a pretty cool fact.
Wood and coal were scarce, but mummies were everywhere.
Wild, man. Wild.
Now they're not, though.
215-592-9494. All right, Flyers win yesterday. Phils win last night. A lot of doubt, a lot of frustration, a lot of aggravation expressed on our show and on our radio station about the Phillies through, you know, good portions of the week. I mean, frankly, through the entire week, right? I mean, starting pitching, concerns, relief pitching, anger, right? Anger. Girardi came into focus. Klintak's move came into focus. The hitters, for a good portion, a lot of them not hitting, came into focus. And the decisions of John Middleton, to say the least, were something a lot of us were pushing back on. Now, John, a split with the Yanks, after a week off, by the way, which is, you know, not an insignificant thing. I know the Marlins came out swinging from their week off, but, I mean, you know, people were saying, hey, Philly's getting right back at it, and having to do so against, you know, one of the two or three best teams in baseball, that's going to be a real challenge. And, all right, they get a split. So that's pretty good, and they've won two of the last three now. And so I guess, amongst other things, and we'll see where everyone's at 215-592-9494. I ask you the question, you know, what do you have to say now? I mean, not that maybe your opinion has changed too much, but I would assume, and again, I'll use the word assume, I would assume that the Phillies, having won two of the last three, knowing that the Phillies tonight have a chance to, you know, play their way to 500. Not that that's great, but it's better than where it looked like they were getting into buried territory. Not buried, but you know what I mean. They were playing really bad out of the gate. I would assume there's a certain degree of more optimism. Certainly, I feel it. More optimism than I did earlier in this week. And curious where everyone's at it, 215-592-9494. I mean, John, I'll ask you the question. Uh-huh. What do you have to say now? Are you coming around a bit? Skeptical? Like, where are you at, again, on this short sprint of a season, baseball season, Philadelphia Phils?
I'm trying to be as positive as I can be. I understand that we were helped immensely by the air horn yesterday. What the heck?
Yeah. I love it, man.
I love it, too. I think it's cool. No, when I watched that game yesterday, you know, just in talking to Jimmy before the game, just looking at Jordan Montgomery, the guy who was pitching
yep.
for them. Jimmy was like, yeah, you know, he's their number five. He's a step below the other guys. And as soon as he took the mound, I felt as though we had a great chance. Like, I don't know. I don't think it was making a leap to say, like, you watched him pitch. It's like he's just sort of softly tossing it in there. It didn't look like he was really commanding much of anything. And from the jump, it felt like, okay, this pitcher's bad. We're going to have a chance to score some runs. And, you know, we'll see what Zach Eflin gives us. Zach Eflin was better than I expected, which is great. You know, like, but it doesn't erase the fact that we were facing a substandard Yankee starter. That helped a lot.
It does, but you're going to get that every fifth go-around on whatever team you
okay.
face. Right? I mean, and by the way,
and
other
so
teams.
So we just so happened to luckily catch the end of their order.
Well, I mean, you played four games.
And we were able to win a couple of those.
Right, but you played four games. Eventually, you're going to get there.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay.
Listen, a lot of other teams the Phillies are going to play have three of those guys in the rotation. I mean, you can make the case the Phillies have three of them. Those guys.
That guy was bad.
He wasn't
Jordan Montgomery
yeah,
is bad.
Yep.
And it looked bad. It was obvious. Even to my untrained eye, he looked like he didn't belong. So I loved what I saw, though, from JT.
Yep.
I love what I'm seeing from him
and Bryce.
Fantastic.
Just phenomenal.
I love what I'm seeing from this team in terms of different attitude about baseball. Like, go out there and get after it. Run everything out. Like, the hustle is unparalleled. We have not seen anything like this. They are truly playing like a Philadelphia baseball team, right? That's great. I'm thrilled about that. The fact remains, we had to have our closer strike out four batters to win that game should have been easily in hand.
Yep.
Yeah, we had to put Hector Neris in the eighth inning we have so little
right.
other than Hector Neris
but to be
to
fair,
help
but,
us wrap
but,
games up.
But, John, to be fair, the bullpen pitched pretty well yesterday. I mean, they had to take
better
over.
Than they had.
Well, they had to pitch five
that's
innings. They
sure.
gave up two runs. I mean, two runs, five innings. That's not
better
bad.
Better than they had.
Yeah.
Well, and you know what? You can say it's a bit of a knock on Eflin that he wasn't able to go longer.
Well,
the fact that he had to throw 31 pitches in the second inning, it's like, oh, man, same old
well,
Eflin.
Dude,
is that what we're seeing here? He was better than the same old. He still gives me trepidation.
I agree.
Like, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of that. Like, more of the same, but I'm seeing this packaged in a different way that hustles or something.
Yeah.
You know, like, no, I'm not out of the woods on this team. Like, I believe that they are going to be average. I believe that they are going to be average and they are going to lose a lot of games that they should win because they don't have the personnel to win properly.
Well, look, we'll get into it at 215-592-9494. What you had to say now after the Phil split with the Yanks, belief, doubt, right? Are you coming around on him? You still skeptical? I mean, this week was – people were pretty angry. There's no doubt earlier in the week, pretty angry on a lot of fronts about the Phils. I'll say this. Here's what I see and here's what I think. This is going to be a tough – tight season that's going to go down to the wire. And frankly, I felt that 3 days ago, 2 days ago, 4 days ago, whatever day it was or days it was, when there were some people that were ready to like jump off board thinking, all right, the Titanic's crashed. And I said, hold on a second here. It's not. Everyone chill out. Take a breath.
I think I was one of those people.
All right. But at the same time, there are a lot of reasons. While there's reasons to be excited, and JT is the number one. There's no doubt about it. And by the way, the Wheeler Nola combination is probably like number two. I mean, that's a really good combo. As we hoped back in February and March, they would be. And as we hoped back in June and July, when we knew there might be a baseball season, there would be. Like, those guys, there's no doubt, that is a really, really outstanding foundation.
Who do you have more faith in? For me, it's not Wheeler. I mean, I've seen him pitch twice in real games.
Yeah,
I've seen Aaron
Nola
do the – I've seen Aaron Nola look great a lot more than I've seen Zach Wheeler look great.
But it's
comparable. So I feel like I like Nola more. I feel like Zach Wheeler is still so much of an unknown commodity to me.
Well, to a certain extent he is, and he hasn't had a great career, but he's being paid on future potential, and that's fine.
Look, I think it's crazy to be saying, hey, Zach Wheeler is a great pitcher. We've seen two games.
Well, but he's – well, we in Philadelphia, but he's pitched for half a decade or so. Here's the deal.
And it's been inconsistent.
Yeah, it has been. Look, it's going to be a tough, tight season, and it's going to go down to the wire. I mean, it's going to literally go down to the final week. And, look, personally, I think the Phillies are what I would call a good team. Now, some people might disagree with that, and that's fine.
A good team?
And certainly you can weigh in at 215-592-9494. I think they're a good team. They're a good team in a great division.
So what does that mean? That means you have to dock them a notch.
Maybe you do.
To an average team if you're a good team in a great division.
Listen,
playing another great division outside of your division.
I understand that. Look, I still think they are. And it's what I
They're
said.
They're not a good team.
It's
Joe.
What I said right when the season started.
They're average.
I think they are likely to make the increased playoff field. But I do recognize, and it's come into focus certainly with the seven games they've now played, relief pitching is a major concern. Even though it was better yesterday, they are so far from out of the woods on
it
that.
It was better yesterday because you went with Hector Neris longer than you ordinarily would expect the closer to go.
I got you. You do have issues with Hoskins. Kingery
looks real bad.
And Segura
has – why is Segura even playing?
Well, that's something to consider, right?
Gosselin is the man, and he plays third base, correct?
Yeah, well, he can.
So Gene Segura, please, exit the lineup.
Or start hitting quickly. Look,
if I have my druthers.
I think the starting pitching, while exciting with Nolan Wheeler, remains a massive concern with the 3, 4, and 5. Frankly, we don't even know who the 3, 4, and 5 are. We know Arrieta's going to be one of them. We assume Spencer Howard's going to get a shot.
This weekend, things could take a real
it could.
Step in the right direction with a shot of adrenaline, a shot of change.
Totally.
Because of Spencer Howard.
But here's the other thing, John. We also need to find out, once Spencer Howard's in this, and probably to stay, who does Joe Girardi stick with? If it's Arrieta and Spencer Howard as one of your, two of your other three, who's the other guy? Is it Eflin? Is it Velasquez?
I think it's Eflin over Velasquez, at least what we've seen so far, obviously.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, let's put it this way. I would
it's
say
it's not an easy choice.
No, it's not a good choice.
Oh,
this
no.
is
I thought Eflin was solid yesterday.
Coming off the break, they said he was going to throw
60 pitches. He went 77.
Yeah.
Like, you had to expect that coming in. They said, hey, he's not going to go long. Like,
but, Jimmy, how many innings did he pitch?
He was okay.
Again, he only threw 77 pitches. I think he pitched well.
That's a problem.
It's early.
With our bullpen, if you can't get out of the third inning.
But they knew it coming. Well, he pitched four, but they knew it coming in. Yeah. Like, they said, hey, he's got 60 pitches. He did 77. Yeah. I don't know.
Look,
here's
the deal. Let me just say this in summation. I'm curious where people stand as we are now, the end of the work week, if you will, on a Friday. It's been a tumultuous week for the Phillies. There were a lot of people, I mean a lot. Our phone lines were burning up early this week, middle part of the week, with people really, I mean to say the least, essentially doubting the viability of this Phillies team this Phillies season. Now they split with the Yanks. They've won 2 of 3. I will say I'm still exactly where I was when it started. The week started when the season started. I think it's going to be a tough, tight season. That's going to go down to the wire. Personally, I think the Phillies will find their way into an enhanced playoff with 8 teams in the NL. We'll see. What do you say? 215-592-9494 on a tumultuous week. Where are you at after this Yankee series? They're 3-4. They're not great. They're not.
Man.
Listen.
I want to be – don't you feel as though you're sort of falsely boosting your own positivity
to some
degree? Like, I want to feel the way that you do, Joe, but I just feel as though there are too many – roadblocks to getting where you're saying this
Maybe.
Team can go.
But I'll tell you this, JT Realmuto,
is awesome.
He's the best position player they've
not
had.
Not even close.
Since the heyday of Howard, Utley, and Rollins. I mean, he's the kind of guy that could win an MVP. I mean, last night, that was an MVP kind of performance. Offensively, defensively, he dominated that game. Look, we'll get into it. 215-592-9494. Jody Cameron, John Ritchie. What do you have to say now about the Phils on 94 WIP?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.